If you're active on social media, then you obviously know Elon Musk recently acquired Twitter for $44 billion, which means Musk is now ready to take over the social media world by storm and possibly establish his presence and expertise there as well. However, all the companies that has gotten Elon Musk to be, well, the person he is right now, did you know he tried selling one of these companies to Tim Cook and Tim Cook did not respond to it? Well, if you're a hardcore Apple fan or an Elon Musk fan, you must know we're talking about Tesla. Oh, yes. There was a time Elon Musk actually tried selling Tesla to Tim Cook and never heard back from the company. Well, thankfully, the deal did not work out. And Tesla stands as one of the most popular EV brands today in the world, not just in the US, globally, because of all the features that it has. However, Apple did not stay silent as well and has been developing its own cars for a very long time, which would be in the market within the next 2 years. Now, come to think of it, can these two potentially be rivals? Would Apple car be able to beat Tesla and probably change the way the world looks at Tesla cars right now? Provided the reputation of Apple, that may be a strong possibility, but let's just discuss that now, shall we? Hi, I'm Harshanki and you're listening to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about, will Apple car beat Tesla in the coming future? Let's find out. But why do people love Tesla cars so much? I mean, we've heard tons of complaints about Tesla cars. Haven't you guys checked out the subreddits where the autopilots just go crazy? Where there are charging issues, the unexpected fire issues also just popping up out of nowhere. Despite of all these issues, Tesla cars are still one of the most popular EVs out there. And people absolutely adore them. Now, obviously, it is not just because of Elon Musk's personal brand, right? It is the product that stands to value. Otherwise, Tesla couldn't have become a $740-ish billion industry in just a few years of the car being out there in the market. So what is it about Tesla car that the world actually loves? The first and the foremost is its futuristic design. All the electric cars before Tesla came into existence were very bulky, huge, took hours and hours to charge and did not really give us a vibe from the future. They were very robotic. It gave an impression like you have a computer from the 1960s and you're claiming it to be a futuristic gadget. That cannot be true, right? And this is the perception that Tesla changed after introducing Model S to the world. I mean, they were so sleek, they looked so amazing, and they charged super fast. And you know how a good-looking product has always been appealing to the masses, let alone the other features which we're going to be discussing. And this is what gave Tesla an upper hand over all its competitors. It's beautiful engineering and a sleek design. The next feature that makes Tesla cars so popular is its battery revolution. Is Tesla the only company manufacturing EVs at this point? No. Hell no, there are a lot of other companies out there. Is Tesla the best of them? Yes, probably. Tesla today stands with the highest mileage of 370 miles, which means after a single charge, you can drive a Tesla for 370 miles. Its competitors, on the other hand, they are somewhere under 200 miles. Audi and BMW both are facing this problem and they haven't been able to cross 200 miles benchmark there, which is not even close to what Tesla is offering at this point of time. So even if you have charging issues or it is taking a little longer to charge, okay, mind you, it's not taking a little longer to charge compared to its competitors, but it's just we held our expectations so high for Tesla that, yeah, the charging issues did become an important discussion at some point of time. Nevertheless, the competitors are not even close, which is what makes Tesla so popular and remarkable in the market today. And a single charge lets you drive the car for 370 miles smoothly. Another feature that makes Tesla cars so popular is that Tesla is the car of the future. they come up with so many features which the customers are willing to pay in advance and wait for years and years to actually witness those features in reality. Now, this is because of the quality of the product and a little bit of conviction and faith in the face of the product itself, that people are trusting the product, people are trusting the skills. And to be very honest, the features being announced are so appealing itself that the world is willing to pay in advance and wait for years and years to come before the feature actually is live in the market. A great example of this is the auto-driving mode, the self-driving mode of the car, which was announced in the year 2016, but actually was received in the market by the year 2018. Another remarkable feature out there. Now, there's a marketing term used for this. It's known as ORM, that is Online Reputation Management. Now, Tesla as a company has amazing ORM, because of which the loyalty for the brand has increased over the years, and hence, people at this point are willing to pay more and still wait without complaining. The last but not the least feature, why Tesla cars are so popular in the world, are the exclusivity. So now when you talk about exclusivity, it's the power of the internet that has made Tesla so popular. Okay, had it experienced the same popularity if it were born in a different era? Probably not. Currently, what is happening with the Tesla models is that, okay, now if you're new to the company, or if you're not residing in the US or any of the countries where Tesla is available at this point, you know that there are Tesla stores in the world, right? I mean, there are Tesla stores in a lot of places in the world. However, these are not dealerships. These are just support centers and information centers. So you'll get any information about any Tesla model there, but you cannot buy the car there. You have to purchase a Tesla online and only online. To be honest, this level of comfort and luxury at the same time, people are loving it out there. They're getting to customize their own Tesla from the comfort of their home, which is amazing. And who wouldn't want that to happen? And people are really liking this. Although from a company's point of view, I don't understand the logic behind this, but let's just say if it is a marketing jargon done right, it is a marketing strategy executed well, and people are loving it, then who is the company to complain, right? So this is one of the most important reasons why Tesla cars have become so popular over the years, and that is having this comfort and luxury at the same time. Now, when you talk about Tesla's competitors at this point, they are not even remotely close to what Tesla has to offer right now, let alone in the future. However, we know that Apple Car's rumors have been pretty out there from the very beginning, and how Apple is known to create revolutionary products. It is the company that stands the potential to beat Tesla, to compete with Tesla, to overshadow Tesla once the car comes out live, and possibly destroy Elon Musk's version of a future city, which was one of the primary reasons why Tesla cars came into existence. But that is not the question, okay? The question here stands is, why would Apple want to enter the automobile industry? What is the thought process behind it? It is a completely different industry from what Apple has been targeting and serving over the years. So what is this expansion in the Apple ecosystem that made it want to enter and diverge into the automobile industry? To think about the logics, I mean, it was a well-thought product from Apple's point of view. But if you see and if you consider the logics, you don't find a potential reason why Apple would want to get into the mobile industry back then, right? Because Apple at that time was a company that was selling iPods, that is a portable gadget helping you listen to songs, and a couple of failed Mac products. So what made it venture into the smartphone industry is well known to the management back there. But the results have been so amazing, the results have been so good, that iPhone is, we all will agree to it, right? iPhone is one of the best developed products, one of the best inventions the world has experienced ever. Nothing can beat how comfort and how luxurious is an iPhone for us. How fucking amazing is that gadget for us? And Apple has this habit, right, of creating products that just transform the way we look at these products. So not just the iPhone for that matter, even the M1 revolution, the chips that we used to look at before was completely different. And now that you're witnessing M1 revolution firsthand, we think about the chip and the performance in a different way. And maybe that's the reason Apple wants to enter into the automobile industry. They want to change the way we look at cars. We look at the automobile industry. They want to redefine the experience of car for us. And that is why they are venturing into the automobile industry. And provided that the resources that they have, the extensive research and tests that they carry out, it may turn out to be true. That turned out to be true in the case of iPhone. It turned out to be true in the case of M1 Revolution. So when the right time comes, it will possibly turn out to be true in the case of cars as well. Oh, fun fact. Did you guys know Apple was working on an automobile device since the year 2014? Labeled as Project Titan, it focused on creating an automobile product and has been in the development since the year 2014. So what are the features that we are expecting in the car? How is it going to look like? What are the things that they're going to offer to us? And how soon do we expect it in the market? To be very honest with you, Apple is extremely secretive, right? I mean, we only come to know about things that the company lets out. But let's face it, over the years, I've heard a lot of things here and there about Apple cars, which has given us a concrete idea. Okay, maybe not a concrete idea, but an accurate depiction of what the Apple car would look like and some amazing features there. Now, if you ask me, and I've read this in a lot of blogs, that Apple is potentially trying to destroy Tesla as the competition. But see, it is Apple, okay, and that cannot be the case. They just develop the products which are best suited for the world and the competition is automatically destroyed. So Apple, I wouldn't say, is following BlackBerry's strategy where, you know, they are trying to include all the features which Tesla sucks at. That's not what Apple has always targeted. They're just trying to redefine the experience for us and coming up with features that will make things better. Now, to compare this with the M1 revolution situation, Apple tried to reduce the chipset, reduce the size, increasing the efficiency at the same time, which means smaller product, higher efficiency. And this is what they're trying to achieve with the car as well. Currently, Apple is working on reducing the battery size for the electric car, meanwhile giving a higher efficiency to the car. As we discussed, Tesla is the fastest, right? A single charge is giving 370 miles worth of drive. Apple is trying to beat that by reducing the battery size and offering possibly up to 400 or 500 miles in a single charge. The idea is to create a monolith battery, a smaller monolith battery that can easily be adjusted into the car, meanwhile serving the purpose of fulfilling 500 miles with a single charge. And to achieve this, Apple has partnered up with Toyota and wants to see how to make this possible. However, the rival at this point, Elon Musk, was so frustrated by this news when it came out that he publicly mocked Apple for trying to reduce the battery size. Apple, as always, remained unresponsive to the tweet. Another feature that Apple is working on from an automobile point of view is advanced security features. Now, when you talk about EV, it is extremely important to keep the security for that product intact, right? Because if your car is hacked because of security issues, you are fucked. You are fucked pretty bad. And well, Apple and security, they always go hand in hand. So there is no way Apple is going to be undefeated here. And it is surely going to give us a device that is more secure compared to Tesla. You can't really, this is the one strong suit that Apple has, which is fucking unbeatable, right? I mean, when you talk about security in Apple, they're probably synonymous. So obviously when they're trying to develop a car where, an electric car for that matter, where security is the primary concern to avoid hacking issues, it is going to leave a big impact. It is going to make a massive, massive change. And for sure, the security is going to be so tight and well knit that it would be next to impossible hacking into the car. Some special features that we have heard from the Apple car till now is obviously, first of all, the appearance. Now, we've heard that it's going to look a lot similar to Tesla cars, but I believe it is going to be a little different. And You won't sell a product that looks similar to Tesla car, right? Apple has created products that has changed the perception of how we looked at things, be it the iPhone or the iPad or the laptops or the iMacs, which means design is going to be extremely futuristic, yet so different from Tesla that it is going to create a strong impact on us. So appearance-wise, you never really have to question Apple's abilities there, right? I mean, they are so freaking beautiful in whatever they create. And for the other features, it's probably going to be LED screens and, oh yes, it is going to have LiDAR sensors, right? To draw the 3D maps of wherever you want to go and gather data and use AI to make it better, improve the directions for you. Now, this is one thing that Tesla can never boast about is the LiDAR sensors. And 100% you're going to see LiDAR sensors in that. But these are all the rumors we've heard so far. So let's see what more has Apple to offer. From an appearance point of view, it is surely going to be unbeatable. The charging point and the security and the LiDAR sensors along with the LED screens are going to create an impactful gadget right there. Impactful car right there. But what about the pricing? What do you think would be the right price of the product? Now see, Apple is always known to be a semi-luxury brand, right? And that is what the era Tesla is based off right now. Because if you talk about the Model S, it's priced at, what, $70,000? But if you talk about Model X, now that turns out to be a luxurious product. And currently the X showroom price is, not the X showroom price, the X internal price, the on-road price would be somewhere around $82,000 to $83,000. Now what we hear is Apple is going to be a little expensive compared to Model X, because $81,000 is the price that we're hearing right now. This is lesser than the Model X, but way more expensive than Model S. So, but then that's Apple, right? They're never really concerned about the price, and it may turn out to be higher, because at this point, if I'm hearing a price tag of, say, $80,000, I believe by the time it is launched, probably it would get somewhere around $90,000. At least the base variant, because they're trying to create a luxury car, right? That is what the vibe they've been. Lately, though, they've also targeted a broader audience by going semi-luxury, and we've seen this in the case of iPhones, right? Because the minis and, I mean, they're affordable gadgets apart from having the luxury range. So who knows, maybe the first variation is the luxury range and then the second variation is an affordable one, or the first one is an affordable one and the second one is the luxurious range, the second generation of car. Only the time will tell. But this is all the things we've heard for now, and if you jot these things down and compare a lot of things, I do have a strong feeling that Apple cars would be able to beat Tesla once it gets into the market. 2024 is the year where we see some official announcements coming from the company, and 2030 would be the time where we'd be seeing cars driving themselves in the market. So that gives Elon Musk plenty of time to restructure Tesla and come up with more additions, maybe resolve the existing problem that the car has to create an unbeatable experience. However, once Apple car comes out, only the time will tell which is the best performer of the two and how is it going to make a difference to the world. Now, as we've discussed in the last episode, also BlackBerry used to be the ruling party before the iPhones were introduced, and it took less than a year and a half to reverse the situation once the iPhones came out. So once the Apple car comes out, this is a high possibility that they can just completely transition the way Tesla is being looked at right now, and things will come like change on a massive scale. Well, if you're living in India and listening to this episode, we have to wait a little longer for either of these cars to materialize in the country. However, let us have a quick look at Tata's EV, because that, my friends, is also, it looks like a delicious piece of cake to me, and the features also are pretty amazing. So do check that out, and let's wait what is the best possible outcome of this whole Tesla versus Apple car scenario, and which is the best suitable model and how are they going to beat the market would be an interesting approach. But I'm kind of assured that way because of the history and things we've witnessed in the past. Well, this is Harshanki signing off. I hope you've had some valuable inputs from the episode, and keep coming back to the episode because we're going to be discussing a lot more exciting content in the next few episodes. Don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels, and do download our app where you can find all of this and a lot of other how-tos and buy guides in the app right there, exclusively served for you. This is Harshangi signing off. I'm going to see you guys next week. Till then, stay safe, stay connected.